household and residence. Ye also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. When we were plunged beneath the crimson flood, we were washed as white as snow. When we were drenched in the blood of the Lamb, we were made as pure as wool. When we plunged into the fountain filled with blood, we emerged clean and cleansed. When Christ's redeeming blood flowed, he paid the ransom price for the sin of all. He washed us in his own blood, and his righteousness became our inner garment. And you know what? It is by God's grace. Sometimes scriptural terminology becomes so familiar that we miss its magnitude. But Christ's robe of righteousness renders us as perfect in the sight of God as Christ. When God looks at you and me, he sees Christ's righteousness, not our impurity. And the amazing thing is that it is all by grace. When we first trusted Christ as Saviour, we became a part of the household of God. When we initially believed in Jesus, the Spirit took up abiding residence inside us, and we became part of the family of God, and we became his permanent habitation. And the astonishing thing is that it is all and only by grace. If ever this fact fails to knock us speechless, we need to revisit this stunning truth. Sin had rendered us strangers and foreigners, aliens to God, homeless and helpless, blinded minds and bloodied hearts, at enmity with the Creator who made us. Worldly pursuits and foolish pride set a barrier between us and our Heavenly Father. We were without God and without hope, chained by Satan and bound for hell. It's not a pretty sight, and it had eternal consequences that are inconceivable. There was nothing we could do to extricate ourselves from this chilling position. There was no one that could help, for all are helpless slaves of Satan, sin, and death. Our eternal destiny was a fait accompli, for our sin nature dictated it to be so. We were sinners by act and sinners by nature, and all were under condemnation. Never will we get our understanding around the atonement, God's sacrificial lamb. It is beyond our comprehension that our Creator should choose to die for foul sinners. Yet, when we pour that crimson flood on the lintels of our heart, we are saved. All we have to do is believe this truth, trust his word, nothing else. The moment in time that we trusted Christ as Saviour, we were born into his family. We became part of the household of God in eternal union with Christ. At a time known to God, we were placed in his family and indwelt by his Spirit. We were indwelt by the Spirit of God, the home and temple of Christ's Spirit. We were no longer foreigners to God, but were brought close to him through Christ. And you know what? It's by grace alone, and only by God's grace. And if ever this fails to knock us speechless, we need to look again at our position in him. As a child of God, because we believed, we were made part of his household. We became part of the one new man in Christ, his church, his body, and his bride. The foundation of God's new spiritual house are the prophets and apostles, and Christ himself is the divine cornerstone who purposed to build his church. He is the chosen cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, a precious cornerstone, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. Christ is the divine cornerstone who is building us into his own spiritual house. Day by day, God is constructing his temple of living stones into a holy habitation. Ye also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. When we were plunged beneath the crimson flood, we were washed as white as snow. When Christ's redeeming blood flowed, he paid the ransom price for all sin, yours and mine. He washed us in his own blood, and his righteousness became our inner garment. And you know what? It's all by God's grace. We became God's children and centre of his household and his holy habitation, his children and his home, his sons and his temple, his heirs and his bride. We are apportioned an eternal inheritance and became one with the saints of God. And you know what? It's grace. All grace. It's all and it's only God's grace.